podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Don't Nearly View system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Everyone, welcome to the Shackles Are Off podcast, and well, we are the bearer of good news, even though if you follow the podcast, you already know the news. England 2-0 winners, unbeaten in 10 successive tests under Joe Root's captaincy, 2-0 win in Sri Lanka in Gaul, and well, Chris Millard, the managing director of the Barmy Army, and Jack Brooks, Somerset recuperating seam bowler, with us just to have a little chat about the series. It was, you know, only two tests, but it had so much, didn't it? It was so, so good.
Oh, it was absolutely exceptional. I think people are just pining for test cricket once again, and to have it back on your screens, albeit at 4:30 a.m. for the hardcores that were up, and I know you wimps were up about seven about an hour before you normally get up to watch it, but those hardcore supporters were there for nearly every ball. I'll be honest, I did have a couple of kips during the Sri Lankan innings, but when Rooty was batting at, I tried to watch every possible ball, and what a joy it
was.
We've
got day jobs, Millard. Sorry, mate, we've got day jobs. We're not paid to watch cricket. I'm paid to play it, not watch it.
Well, mine's a night and day job, you see. So I work round the clock.
Yeah, but what about Barmy Army?
We don't talk about that one. No, Oh, what a pleasure it was, lads. What an absolute privilege it was to watch Joe Root in such fine fettle again.
Yeah.
It was
how
unbelievable.
How good's test cricket? Both games going down. Well, one game went down to, was it final session? And second game went down to deep into the fourth day. Yeah. You know, and those sort of lower scoring games where spin plays a big part, for me, they're arguably the most exciting games to watch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was so good. Look, hey, also, we'll be talking to Randy Caddick as well on this podcast because, you know, star of the world now, raised over £1,000 for
the world.
He is. He was like, it's just his world and we're all living in it, you know? I love that. Look, he raised over £1,000 for the Street Dog charity. He's also gained about 6,000 followers on Twitter. He's had players messaging him left, right and centre, so we'll be talking to him shortly. Also, look, we did a little stats giveaway. And it was, well, we've not done the giveaway as such, as will be revealed in just a moment. But we asked for our predictions and also your predictions as well as listeners. And you did get in touch in your droves, by the way. There was about 250 entries. And Millard, rather harshly, actually, you said, we're only going to give the two test tickets away if somebody's bang on. But, in you know, you've redeemed your harshness slightly because they're going to roll over. So, which I think is quite
exactly.
Good.
It's like the Euro Millions, isn't it? So the two tickets, I really am disappointed with the English cricketing public for not predicting that Rooty would score over 400 runs. It's obviously what I would have said if Greggy didn't choose Rooty as a top run scorer. So I had to change my decision. But he scored a bucket load of runs, and it was an absolute privilege to not give those tickets away, because we're going to give four away. So it was going to be two, now it's going to be four for the India test.
It was.
You're going to roll over into the summer and you'll end up giving away a whole stand, won't you?
Yeah. The whole holy stand will be given away by our podcast listeners. It's great.
The year is 2025 and the Barmy Army Shackles Are Off ticket rollover is into its fifth year. And you can win 450 tickets if you guess the top run scorer for this year's Ashes Test match. Rooty's in the commentary box. Don Bess is captain.
You know what? I'm not disagreeing with that either, because Don Bess would just like to point out, lads, thank you very much, cult hero of mine. Obviously, a friend of the podcast, your former landlord, Brooksy. I said he'd get 12 wickets. 12 books, 12
bring
wickets
he was.
I also said route 275 as well, so I massively undersold it. He got 426 runs at an average of 106.5, which is ridiculous. Millard, you said Zach Crawley, 260 runs, and Jack Leach, 15 wickets. And Brooksy, you said Jack Leach, 14 wickets, and Johnny Bairstow, 291. And Bairstow actually was second behind Joe on the list of run scorers. So,
do you think that anyone will not predict Rooty to be top run scorer for India?
Well, Stokes is back, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
And Butler and Bairstow are... Butler's playing the first one, missing the next three. It's a four-match series, isn't it? Is it four? How many matches?
Here comes Randy.
Oh, is Randy coming on with us? We'll pause this chat then. And
we actually get a video. There he is. I recognise that bloke off the telly.
We'll get in touch with this man. Randy Caddick joins us on the Shackles Are Off podcast. Randy, how are you, good sir?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? I'm very good. I'm
that is croaky.
I'm really hungover, though. I'm really sorry. My voice is gone.
Shot horror.
I want to know, how was Randy's rooftop? How was it, pal?
It was good. It was good. We was up far too late, though. We had a nice visit from the Sri Lankan coaching staff of Grant Flower, David Seiko, and Maka Shane McDermott came and joined me and Tom for a few beers. Yeah, it was nice.
Sippers Club in full swing. And by the way, look, you've been absolutely world class this week, and I know that you don't need us Muppets to tell you that because you've had players messaging
you. Absolute media whore now, aren't you?
I'm fully aware of how whorish I've been. Yeah.
What does it feel like to be famous, Randy? Can you tell Brooksy and Greggy, because they're both trying.
I don't know. It's weird. I get stopped in the street for the odd selfie in there, but I don't think it's like I don't think it's a big here. It's home, so I don't know.
I reckon on your flight home there will be people at Heathrow welcoming you into arrivals.
That would be quite something, wouldn't it? Jeez.
Just a bit. So where are you now? What's the plan? I mean, I want to know what the next chapter of the Randy Caddick story is.
Well, I need to have a chat with Chris about see if we can figure India out. That's not like it would be nice to go, but there's a few determining factors which might make that decision for us. But hopefully we'll see. So there's certainly no point coming home yet because everyone's still locked down. So maybe there's a bit more adventure to come.
Yeah, if we can get you to Chennai, we will.
There's no forts in India though, is there?
No, unfortunately not. I'm just going to bring this one with me. I'm quite fond of it.
What was it like welcoming other people up the fort on days three and four? You start to see a bit of a collective up there.
It was all right, yeah. So there's Lindsay. He's an
old Barney,
so he's an expat out here. So he managed to get up on the fort eventually just by lingering around after a while. And then we had this German fella, this very odd bloke. He knew nothing about cricket. He's turned up decked in Sri Lankan kit. He's paid the cops. Like, he's not even interested in the cricket. He's just having selfies with the face painted matey all game. He's not watching the cricket. And I'm just looking at him, just like disgust. So that's why I had a little row with, because when I had my hand problem, I had to hang my bag on his stick, which he'd put on my turret.
What is going on here?
I had a proper childish little squabble with him. Yeah, it was well immature, but I loved it.
He breached your fort. He breached your turret.
He did, exactly, mate. I was just defending the fort, you know.
two things. Can I just say two things? One, where are you getting all your naughty, noisy shirts from? Because they're class.
A lot of them I've got them out here, but like a few I brought with me. But yeah, it's always good to have a little rascal shirt here and there.
Yeah, mate, I'm a big fan. I'm all over that. My normal kit's like that anyway. So, and secondly, how good was it? How special was it when the team walked over to clap you and cheer you themselves? Oh, it was a nice touching moment.
Yeah, it was so nice. Like, it's weird, like, the whole thing's just been a bit, like, I did it, like, stuff like that. It's like, is that actually happening? And then I have to watch, like the videos that people send me about 100 times, like, oh, my God, that actually happened. it was real special. I sent Danny a message to send to the players just to say, like, thank you and well done and all that malarkey, and one to Joe Root. So hopefully he got the message over. But, yeah, like, what it was just such a great performance from England, and to be one of only a few people to witness it was very special indeed. I did feel like a special case, that's for sure.
You were.
It's cricket.
Oh, great cricket. Look, 10 months and all that, and you were, Barmy Army put a little graphic up. Have you seen that? You were man of the series. Have you seen that?
I have. I was a bit disappointed with the beers, though.
Yeah, I thought they'd undersold you a bit there, Chris. Is that right?
So after last night, I think I might have reached a century.
We can reproduce that graphic if we need an update. Stick a couple of zeros on.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic.
World class. And just to note, Greggy, as of yesterday, we received the news about the beer. We did say we were going to sell 228 beers. We might have lied and doubled up. So we ended up selling, I think it's about 478 beers, but we're Army going to buy the rest and top up to 500.
How many's Rob bought?
Randy's bought a good 350 of them, shipped back to his Sunbury home. But we don't need to mention that. But no, that's going to raise, at the minute it's raised £278 for the charity, but we're going to top it up to make it £300 to take the total to £1,500, which we really have.
Oh, amazing. That's such good work.
Hey, who's this? Are you a taxi driver?
Who have you got
now?
In the car? What's going on, Randy?
Say hi to Tom.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello, Tom. How are you? I've heard you're an Aussie.
I'm the support crew. I'm just the token Aussie that turns up like a bad penny.
I love it.
I'm driving a taxi today.
Thanks, Tom, for putting the flags up on day one. That doesn't go unrecognised.
It was great. It was just a fantastic couple of weeks, and it was brilliant. Really enjoyed
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was very hungover putting those banners up. He was in a very bad way, so like he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Absolutely.
Hey, the Randy's reports were brilliant as well, pal. Absolutely brilliant. And there was, you know,
yeah, thank you.
I just loved how much like more worse for wear you got visually, and you just sounded more hoarse on each one going. I was like, what is going on here? Day four now. It was great. You've had an absolute cracking couple of weeks, hadn't you? It's been brilliant. Randy,
have you enjoyed it, mate? You enjoyed the experience?
Like immensely, yeah. It's good to, I've really enjoyed doing the reports. The roundabout report was fun, which was like from Chris's
class.
Sort of like, Chris loves the roundabout, so yeah, that put the idea in the head. it's been great. So not just chatting about purely the cricket, because there's obviously lots of people that talk about cricket, but like just in and around the ground, not being able to get in, and all of that stuff has been pretty cool just to report back on, and everyone seems to like it. So super happy about that.
Oh,
quality.
Hey, Randy, we'll let you crack on with your day and nurse that hangover. But thanks so much again, mate, for everything you've done, and also coming on the pod and just being an absolute ledge. So thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Well done, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, boy.
Legend. Take it easy, pal.
Take care. I'll speak to you later, Randy.
All right, Chris. Cheers,
mate.
See you later. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Randy Caddick on the Shackles Are Off podcast. I mean, the glitz and the glamour, you know, he's got his Aussie chauffeur knocking about with him and everything.
The bloke, I've been trying to work out how he travels around the country, because one day he's on a moped, one day he's in a tuk-tuk, and now he's got an Aussie chauffeur. Maybe he's been working his way up as he's become more famous.
I love it. He's just...
You would though, wouldn't you?
Oh, he's just...
Yeah.
He's been great.
He'll become an ambassador for Sri Lanka next. British ambassador.
A British ambassador.
High Commissioner is Randy Caddick. He's been there. This is the year 2025 again.
Been so good.
He's done wonders for the Sri Lankan Tourist Board the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
absolutely.
He has. He's been.
Who are also partners of the Barmy Army, might I add.
Yeah. Get that corporate spiel in there, son. I love it.
Did you two donate to the dog charity?
I did, actually. After you said on the last podcast, and you said, oh, I'm getting, you know, I said, yeah, I will. So I chucked some money in. I can't remember how much. But yeah, so it's good. And also, thanks to all the listeners who've got involved in all that as well.
Yeah.
Because that's, top effort. And I think you can keep donating. It's actually a really good charity, that. We did it last time, didn't we? We mentioned it before, but we did that last time we were in Gaul. So
the stat that I can't get my head around is 75% of the world's street dogs are in Sri Lanka. And Sri Lanka's tiny.
Yeah.
Like how big is the world and how small is Sri Lanka? So that just tells you how much that they do need this money to keep up the amazing work.
Yeah. And also, look, another little thing, final thing on Randy for the moment. I mean, he's not, it's never once been about him, has it? You know, all that, all the fuss. Mm. And I know that sounds stupid when he's obviously been on all the media and the telly and the radio and all that kind of stuff and obviously doing it. But it's not about him, is it? And I think that's why people like him so much and have related to his story and just enjoyed the fact that he's obviously just mad for his cricket and he's been out there. So, fair props to him. So
we since he's been out there, we've had conversations about getting him to the Lions in South Africa, getting him to India for the cricket, and then obviously the Ashes, which he will be part of the Barmy Army staff team for that tour, surely, happens.
He's got it.
Do you reckon there's going to be no tour until the West Indies, and he's just going to go from Sri Lanka to the West Indies and just hang fire till the city?
He can
He's never coming home, mate. He's just skipping around the world, not going to England to watch cricket.
Yeah.
Hey, can't blame him, mate.
I know.
World's best tourist.
Just a bit. Just a bit.
Absolutely.
Look, we've got India tour coming up. We'll do a little preview pod, maybe potentially with one of the players as well coming up. And look, it's weird, actually. It's very rare that I kind of get involved in all the punditry stuff. But Michael Vaughan has a bit of a point here, doesn't he? About the fact that the only top three player who seems to have done really, really well in the talking cricket here, seriously now, lads, which is rather strange for this pod. But look, Bairstow's did well there, didn't he? Second highest run scorer, average 46, and he's not going to India. He's rested. I think that's a bit weird.
It's strange.
He's going. He's going for some of it, isn't he? He's having a couple of tests off, isn't he? But
tests.
I think it's to do with
having
spoken to Bluey as well about it. If he had gone away for the full tour from January the 2nd till the end of the IPL, would be 19 weeks away.
How mad is that, though? That imagine that speaking to KP about the ECB prioritising the IPL for players over like a test.
Yeah, well, I think there's an argument for both sides, isn't there? You look at, obviously, well-being is a massive part of sport. England get it nailed on now by giving players time off now and again. Yeah. Otherwise, you just have burnout. You just get burnt out, won't you? Especially the guys who play all three formats.
Absolutely.
Johnny's obviously been out with the test team for an extended amount of time and done well in the IPL, and the white, he's made himself into one of the world's best white ball batsmen.
Yeah.
And he's just a world-class player anyway, isn't he? And he's obviously going to be an important player for England in all formats, really. Mm-hmm. And I suppose every player will be rested at some point this year. This will be an ongoing thing for the rest of the year, I thought. So it's just your argument whether you play your best team, balls out India, or you just sort of ease it in and make sure everyone's balls out for the Ashes at the back end of the year. They're going to have to prioritise something because there's so much cricket. So I don't think they're going to be able to play their strongest team for everything. It's just where their priorities lie. And people can argue the fact about the IPL, and it's more of a personal thing than an England team thing. But that's unless you're in that position yourself, it's difficult to argue with everything around it. So I'm going to try and stay neutral on it because there's people involved that I know quite well.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to see England do well, but obviously well-being is a big part of it at the end of the day. So.
Yeah, massively. Look, and as well, it's going to be a great tour. We've actually got an embarrassment of riches as well. Like, the England side is really good, whichever way you look at it, and who comes in and whoever comes out, really. It does look really good from a fan's perspective. Best team in the world, India, aren't they? Especially at home. So it's going to be a really good thing. We'll preview that, though, coming up. And we've got a brilliant guest coming up on the Shackles Are Off podcast. Really good. Another overseas guest. This one, a hero of yours, Brooksy. But we'll reveal more of that next week when we put the podcast out. But do keep your eyes and ears to the ground. Keep following us on the social media. And Like Chris says, we'll be rolling over those ticket predictions as well for the Little India preview. So, yeah, can't wait. And just a quick one, Brooksy, when we talk to you, you're actually sat in the... is it like the pavilion? Oh, look at the background. I mean, you know, if you're not watching this, you're listening, I'm looking at a very stern-faced Jack Brooks in an empty pavilion at Taunton.
What are you on about, mate? It's my new apartment.
Is that where you have tea, by the way, when you have Champo days, is it?
No, this is basically the sort of the members' pavilion. Nice. It's what's called the long room. There's two stories, the ground floor, the top floor. It's on match days. The bottom floor is where all the food and all the tables are laid out. There's a bar in both rooms, and the top floor has loads of those high chairs and a few tables.
What's on the bar? Draft cider.
There's obviously Thatcher's. There's a couple of Thatcher's on there.
Is there?
Carlsberg, San Miguel. Bit of Cornish tribute.
Get in up the Cornish.
One of our other sponsors, but yeah, it's a bit of a. I'll just flip it around. Bit of a nice rainy day here in Taunton today.
Oh,
covers will be on, the cards will be out. Lads will be sat there drinking tea in the change room if this was a match day.
Still beautiful, isn't it?
But yeah, we've transformed it into the gym downstairs because obviously new regulations and protocols. You need a big aerated area and people just stay away from each other and all that crap. So.
Nice.
We've taken over the members area.
Just make sure that everyone that is listening to this knows that they can actually watch this on YouTube as well. So all the podcasts now go out on the Barmy Army YouTube page. And if you want to have Brooksy's little tour of the members area, then check us out.
Yeah, go to the Barmy Army YouTube channel. Have a look at that. You can look at Brooksy looking all sweaty, but he still looks nice. Yeah, Vogue. Right then, lads. Vogue. That was nice. Good little sort of end of tour podcast. Good to chat to Randy. We've got so much stuff coming up in the next few weeks, so do stay with us on the Shackles or our podcast, the UK's number one cricket podcast.
Podcast Network.